A Bird That Is Tied by a String by Charles Spurgeon. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. Acts 8:23. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. A bird that is tied by a string seems to have more liberty than a bird in a cage. It flutters up and down, and yet it is held just as fast. When a man thinks that he has escaped from the bondage of sin in general, and yet evidently remains under the power of some one favored lust, he is woefully mistaken in his judgment as to his spiritual freedom. He may boast that he is out of the cage, but assuredly the string is on his leg. He who has his fetters knocked off, all but one chain, is a prisoner still. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me, is a good and wise prayer, for one pampered sin will slay the soul, as surely as one dose of poison will kill the body. There is no need for one to be bitten by a whole nest of deadly vipers. The tooth of one cobra is quite sufficient to ensure his destruction. One sin, like one match, can kindle the fires of hell within the soul. The practical application of this truth should be made by the professor who is the slave to any lust or to covetousness. How can you be free if any one of these chains still holds you fast? We have met with professors who are haughty and despise others. How can these be the Lord's free men, while pride captivates their heart? In will and intent, we must break every chain of sin. We must perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord, or we cannot hope that the Son had made us free indeed. O Holy Spirit, break every chain of sin, I beseech you.